Okay, this week's parasha is Parashas Lech Lecha. And in Lech Lecha, my friends, we're introduced to one of the very, very few mitzvos that exist in the entire Sefer Bereishis. Bereishis is not really a book of mitzvos. The floodgates open up to the mitzvos in Sefer Shmos. Bereishis says it's a very, very few. According to the Sefer Achinach, very, very few. Three mitzvos in the entire book of Bereishis. One of them is Parashas the mitzvah of Bris Milah. There's a mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Torah introduces the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Hashem says to Avram the following words, Hishalech lefanai, sorry, before that, Ani Kel Shakai, I am God, Ani Kel Shakai, Hishalech lefanai, walk before me, V'ayet tamim, and you will be perfect. A very, very interesting introduction. God's names, we know, mean different things. So the question that I want to pose to you this morning, this afternoon, is the following question. Why does the mitzvah of Bris Milah begin with the word Ani Kel Shakai? I am the God Kel Shakai. Why is that the intro to the mitzvah of Bris Milah? Why not Ani Hashem? Ani Elokim? Like we find other names of God. Why Kel Shakai? What is the name Kel Shakai? What does that name represent? And why is that the introduction to the mitzvah of Bris Milah? There's a beautiful interpretation to this found in the Sefer called Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi was one of the great Gedolei Olam in the previous generations. Beis HaLevi suggests the following very beautiful insight. Listen carefully, my friends. The word Kel Shakai is used and explained by the rabbis to me in that Hashem is the Kel, is the God. She'amar, who said le'olamo, die. Who said to his world to stop. Enough. In other words, when God created Hashem, when He created everything, has the ability to keep going and going and going. Imagine if the water would have kept going and going and going and never stopped. What would happen? The whole world would be flooded with water. Hashem says, stopped. Die means to stop. Enough! Misha Omar Le'olamo Daish. The word Shakai, Kel Shakai, means Hashem who says, enough! Stop! Stop to the world. Wheat. How does it work? Wheat grows in the ground, grows, it reaches its point, its stalk, it grows, and then it stops to grow. Why doesn't wheat become bread? Why doesn't wheat become bread? Hashem says to the wheat, stop! Constrict yourself. Stop here. I am the God, but I said also the God that says stop. Ani Kel Shakai. That's the idea. In fact, the Chazal teaches that in the end of days, it's not going to be anymore that the wheat's going to stop. It's going to become, you'll go out to your field one day, you'll take it, you want a delicious Danish. You go to your field, you pluck out the Danish. Forget the same way Hashem made the wheat, He also can make a Danish. But Hashem said stop. Shakai is the God of constricting, the God of stopping. Why is that the intro to Bris Milah? Listen carefully, this is a beautiful idea. Says the Beis HaLevi, because Hashem as well said at the creation of human being to Himself, stop. I don't want to make a perfect human being. I want to make a human being that's imperfect. Hashem said to the creation of man, stop. And there's going to be one part of the man that's not perfect. That's called the Bris Milah. I want man to complete man. The same way Hashem said to the water to stop, to the wheat to stop, Hashem said to man, also, don't be perfect. I'm not making you perfect. I want you to complete yourself. I want you to complete your body. And that's why when a baby is 8 days old, there's a mitzvah of Bris Milah for us to complete man. But now we have to ask the obvious next step question. Why is it important for us to complete man? Why didn't Hashem make a perfect man? Why did God make man incomplete so that man has to come and perfect man? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, a beautiful one line, and I think answers this question. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, you know why? He writes, to teach us, God made man incomplete, he says, to hint us that just as our physical body is incomplete, and it's upon us to finish that off, so too it's in our hands to complete our soul by doing good actions and good deeds. We're going to perfect ourselves, perfect our being. We're supposed to take and learn from the fact that our bodies aren't perfect, and we're supposed to complete our bodies, that we're also supposed to complete our souls. We're also supposed to complete the spiritual side of ourselves. We're supposed to really make ourselves the best people that we can become. Not only external, not only our body, but more importantly, primarily our soul. How do we perfect our souls? How do we perfect our neshama? By doing good ma'isim tovim, by doing good deeds, by doing mitzvos, by working on our midos, by becoming the best people that we could possibly be. I'd like to review with you now a story that Rav Olshan mentioned recently. I think he said it in the Shmuz. And I even also, I think, said the story in Mesillas Yesharim maybe like a week or two ago, but I have to repeat it because it's mamish this idea. And hopefully bring home the idea to us on a very, very powerful level. Today is the 8th day of the month of Cheshvan. Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan was a week ago, and I think I may have mentioned in Shir, that was the yahrzeit of Rav Benny Eisner. Rav Benny Eisner was a Rebbe in Torah Shraga, a Rebbe in BMT. Maybe your fathers had him in BMT. He was also a Rebbe in other yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael in BMT, in Mivasar and other yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And he was a very, very beloved Rebbe. And unfortunately, he got sick. He was young when he passed away. I think he was in his 60s, very young. He developed cancer, unfortunately. And it spread very quickly. And he was passed away on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan a bunch of years ago. I think maybe around 7 years ago, possibly, something like that. And he went to Poland with Shraga the year before he passed away. And after Poland, there was a meeting, a recap from Poland. And Rav Olshan brought Benny in to talk. One of the questions he asked Benny was, "Are you scared to die?" Pretty upfront question, straightforward question. Or maybe Benny even said, "Oh, someone asked me, people asked me, are you scared to die?" And Benny said back the following incredible words. He said to this person, to the questioner, he said, "Are you scared to go home? When you've been away from your home for a while, are you scared to go home?" "You're not scared to go home." He said, "I'm not scared to go home. I'm going to go back to my soul. It's going to go back to its source. I'm not scared," he said. But then he said the following words. Listen carefully. "But I don't want to die. I want to live more." "Why?" "Because I have more to do. I want to accomplish more. I feel like there's still more that I could perfect. There's still more that I could improve. There's still more that I can make better for myself, for those around me. I don't want to die. I still want to do more." What a beautiful, powerful description of both the concept of dying and also primarily the concept of living. Why are we living? What are we doing in this world? What are we here for? Just to go to sleep and wake up? Just to eat chips and drink soda? Just to have Skittles which make mouths happy? Those are also good. But what, maybe that's licorice, sorry. Maybe that's not happy. What are we here for, Abosa? We're here to improve that which we haven't improved yet. We're here to make ourselves better. If until now there was a certain word that we used, a certain word that was part of our lexicon, part of our vocabulary, that was a non-perfect word, that was an inappropriate word. You know why we're in this world today? To work on ourselves and refine ourselves and say, "You know what, that's a nice word for the dictionary, but not for my mouth." That's why I'm here in this world today. If we have a certain nisayon, a certain test in a certain area, which we're struggling to overcome, and we fight to overcome that test, we're in this world to improve ourselves in that area. How do I know that? Says the Sefer HaChinuch. I learned that from Bismillah. Hashem says to the human body, stop. Fix yourself. Complete yourself. And why is that important? It's important because it's going to remind us that when it comes not only to our body, but primarily when it comes to our soul, our job is to try to fix it. Our job is to try to improve it. Our job is to try to better ourselves as much as possible. The Vilna Gaon, and I'll close with this, the Vilna Gaon writes that a person's here in this world to fix that which he has not yet fixed until this point. That's why we're here. And if we still have what to fix, we still have a purpose in this world. And if we're perfect already, Hashem doesn't need us here in this world. We're perfect already. But no one's perfect. We all have what to fix. This idea should inspire us, should empower us. It should not bring us down, chas v'shalom. It should bring us up. It should say, you know what, wow, I have so much to do. I have so much to accomplish. I have so much to learn. I have so much to improve. I have so much to work on. You know what? Rome wasn't built in a day. And great people aren't created overnight. Great people work on themselves and work on themselves. And they struggle and they fall along the way and they get back up and they work hard on themselves. And ultimately, they fix themselves. They perfect themselves. Hashem gave us a neshama maybe 19 years ago. However old you are, Hashem gave us a perfect neshama. Our job is to give back that neshama to Hashem after 120 years in this world in as close to perfection as we got it. That's a big task. That's a big job. That's a big opportunity. May we all be zocha to perfect ourselves, to work on perfecting ourselves, to strive for better. I'll really close with this. My father always says, when it comes to the physical world, we always want more. If I have the iPhone 9, I want the iPhone 10. If I had a vacation last year in this place, I want a vacation that's even better next year. When it comes to the physical world, we always strive for more. So shouldn't we strive for more in the spiritual also? How can we be happy with our understanding of Parshas Lech Lecha the same way it was when we were in second grade, third grade, we learned it the first time? Lech Lecha came again. Let's understand it deeper. How could we be happy and satisfied with our midos being the same way they were last year, 5 years ago, as they are today? We should be zocher rabosai to live and to work and to grow and to perfect ourselves as much as we can. Have a wonderful Shabbos, rabosai. Shkoyach.